Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, March 17th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. And, I'm just glad to be back. Glad to be back on the Big Call again tonight. So, before we go to a teaching from Sue, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll look forward to seeing what Sue's prepared for us tonight. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this day, St. Patrick's Day, special day in the hearts of many, many believers, and we just thank you for preparing us for a great blessing. Thank you for everything that we have and what we're about to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time.
Ruth.
Tuesday. Yes. Looking forward to this teaching. So I'm excited
Tuesday,
about it.
Tuesday, March 17th.
March 17th, yes.
Here we go, 2026.
Yep.
Making the most of what you have. Being faithful with what God has given you. When I was in the fifth grade, I wanted the lead role in our school play, but the teachers didn't choose me. Nevertheless, I imagined that the girl who got the lead wasn't going to be able to play the part, and the teachers would have to pick me after all. Bruce knows that my story is very different, so this is not my story.
Okay,
I dreamed about it. I think I'm going to tell that story. I dreamed about it, and I enjoyed playing that part in my mind, but it didn't happen that way. I was dreaming about playing the role, but I wasn't preparing. I wasn't learning the lines or memorizing the steps. If the teacher had called on me, I wouldn't have been able to play the part. God doesn't want us to merely sit around dreaming about the things we can do and be. That's a good place to start, but a poor place to stop. God wants us to turn our dreams into action. We all have untapped gifts and talents inside us, and the way to develop our potential is by stepping out in faith and making the most of every opportunity. It's not how much you have, but it's how you use what you have that matters. Are you making the most of the gifts and talents God has given to you? He's not inclined to help us when we feel sorry for ourselves. No, God is moved by faith. When we step out in faith and use the talents he's given us, we show that we trust God, that we believe he will bless our actions and cause us to succeed. Sometimes God presents opportunities that look insignificant or rather ordinary. Perhaps you don't see how they fit into the big picture for your life. But if God is asking you to do something, he has a purpose for it. You just need to be faithful. And when you're diligent in handling the little things, God can increase and promote you to larger responsibility. I was in a quandary, and it was a very hard time for me to make a huge commitment. But I decided I'm going to make a commitment to do what God asks me to do. Obviously, everyone is going to be in that place. So how do you show God you're willing and able to handle more? By being faithful with what you've been given. You may be thinking you're working at some meaningless job or you're just raising your kids, but what are you doing to think about what could be happening when the RV goes? I'm adding this to the teaching. Let me encourage you to be faithful. Stick with it. Give it your all. Start making little strides every day to keep a good attitude, to be doing something that takes you into your future and God will increase you. If you will be the best that you can be right where you are, God will promote you and give you more. And that's our teaching for today, tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for that good teaching. I like that. You know, really, when you come right down to it, just for 1 second. Sue, give me about 10 seconds here. I think I'll have to be right back.
Okay. I can't wait to hear what Bob has to say. And I have to hold myself together to tell your story, which I'm going to save for my turn. Did that perk your interest, Bob?
Yeah.
That teaching?
Yeah.
I know. I loved our discussion last week. It was so good.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. Likewise.
Okay. I'm back, you guys. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We're ready.
All right. So, geez, what did I miss, right? It's all about faith. And I love the fact, Sue, that teaching brought that concept down. And we just know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, he asks that we use our faith to believe his word. You know, it's you know, that, you know, it's, I'm trying to get my thoughts together here. I'll come back to it probably. The thing I liked about the teaching was it brought that out, the concept of faith and concept of, and I like what you said, Sue, about adding, you know, not only faith for this to happen for us, for the RV to come about, but not losing, more or less not losing stature or hope for what we know is coming, but moving every day one step at a time toward that end. I think it's really important that we do small things, like you said, Sue, little things to move us forward, even while we're sort of in waiting mode. But to have the faith to believe for something as large as this is, it's an amazing thing. And God has called us on the big call together. And I know this Sue's not her favorite expression, but it is for a time such as this. For such a time as this, we're called to be here, to be on this call, to be awaiting something absolutely extraordinary that the world has never seen. Never seen anything like what we're going to receive here. And we're going to take whatever blessing that God gives us, which is going to be amazing, and begin to give it back. We know that we cannot outgive God. This is going to be a test of that. Our test is not over. Our test is just beginning after this happens. When we receive the exchange funds and the redemption of Zim, we're going to be entrusted with a lot. And like Sue said, to him who much is given, much is also expected. So when we get this huge pile of money, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to hoard it? Are we going to spend it all? Good luck doing that. Are we going to see how we can improve the situation for other people besides ourselves? Are we going to look at what we can do to help other people achieve their goals, achieve their dreams? Now we're talking. When we look at not so much onto ourselves, but we look at other people and what their needs are, first meet their needs, Find a need, meet the need, change a nation. And we're going to do that with Rebuild America and Rebuild International with several countries. So what I want everybody to realize is this is the time we're still in the womb. It's a time of incubation, but we're just about to come out and receive something great, something huge, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Would God give into our bosom, into our person, that we have to give again? And that's what it's all about. It's going to be about giving out what God has blessed us with. And I guess that's what I'm getting from the teaching so far, Sue. I really thought it was good, really good. And I like the fact that, Sue, will you, you're welcome, will you tell us about the story about...
Yes, I will. You know I will. Don't say it. Don't say it. Go.
I'm not going to say anything. See, that's why I was very careful, wasn't I?
I know.
I was very careful. Because I love the story that Sue will tell you whenever it's her turn to comment.
Yeah.
But really, a great teaching. I really enjoy it. And it does center around faith. And you guys know that is really the most important thing to having a relationship with God, is having faith. Take God at his word.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sue, again.
You're welcome.
What would you say on St. Patrick's Day about this teaching?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, I would have thought you were thinking specifically about St. Patrick when you found this teaching. And his story matches in so many ways what the teaching was saying, and especially, you know, the part about making the most of what you have. And here he was at the age of 16, you know, kidnapped and enslaved by the Irish out of Wales where he lived, and forced into labor in Ireland. And for 7 years he worked in slavery as a shepherd boy. And one day he heard God speaking to him, and God told him his boat was ready for heading back home. And he made his way back home. He escaped, made his way back home, and his family was overjoyed and staying there. He became very, very close to the other bishops and priests that lived in that area, and was part of them. He even had an area that he was in charge of. And back then in the 5th century, they had these little kind of carved up areas where a bishop or a priest would have this flock. And again, years later, he heard God's voice again saying to him that it was time to return to Ireland. And he knew that he was to be the one to go amongst the Druids and bring the word of Christ, to bring Christianity to the Irish, which is what he did. And you talked also, you know, Sue, in the teaching about these meaningless jobs. But all the while he was a shepherd boy in slavery, he was praying and nurturing his relationship with God, and came to a point in his life when he returned to Ireland that he was a fearless champion of the Lord, and he saw everything as a blessing. Every moment of every day He lived in a state of gratitude without ceasing and in awe and wonder of the blessing of life and the blessing of the earth that God had created for everyone.
Mm.
And that's what he brought to Ireland, was not a battle with the Druids, who were very different in many ways than he was. And he was able to integrate himself into Druid life and allow them their rituals, their bonfires, and he nonetheless was able to bring the word of God to them and was very successful at doing that. And his main message to them was the love of Christ and the love of God and the immense miracles that each moment of each day were comprised of, that it was in fact a miracle just to be alive on the planet. And so he had a very very specific way of asking and having faith. He would ask for guidance. He had infinite faith, and then he would take action. He was a man of action. And when God spoke to him, he would listen and immediately push forward, and did so with, no matter the challenge, he pushed forward with glee and gratitude and just feeling that even the hardest of tasks, the hardest of instructions were in fact the greatest blessing he could imagine. And the people that lived in the area where he built his church became known as the servants of Patrick or the followers of Patrick, and that was my father's name, was such. The name Gilpatrick means the followers or servants of Patrick.
Wow.
I love that, Bob.
That
was
such a
great story.
Profound story and so much depth and, you know, just generational beauty in that. Thank you so much. Wow.
Yep, Bob, you personalized that because it is your name. And that brings a whole new meaning to St. Patrick and the story. And I'm glad you went and gave that to us tonight. It's really, really meaningful.
Oh, powerful. Very, very healing. No, yeah, it was great.
Excellent. All right, Sue, it's your time. Thank you, Bob, for that. I think that was wonderful. Sue, your time. Tell us your story.
Well, I think this is a moment on the big call, because I just had a very deep healing from both of you. Number one, with you, Bruce, and I'm going to be talking about this in my segment, just everybody notice how it is about faith. But Bruce, Bob, and I, and this one other person that you never hear about, we've been doing this for 10 years. And you know what I also think it's about? It's about intimacy. I think that's going to be very, very powerful going forward, because the thing that makes it coherent is learning how Bob was so intimately aware of the depth of St. Patrick and his glee and his gratitude. That was his intimacy with God. And when Bruce was asking me to tell a story, I think it's about on this day, returning to the intimacy of our innocence. Because intimacy and being able to take action means you're not being held by the identity that you think is limiting to you. Wouldn't everybody agree? So I want you to think, as I'm about to tell you my story, I want you to think, I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about all of us. When we shared St. Patrick's Christ spirit in a way that our faith and our wonder and our intimacy and our willingness to step into the unknown brought us greater joy, brought us into new experiences, etc. So I found that teaching, and I was like, it was interesting reading it. It came out even more. So where I'm from, there is a very, it's kind of like the whole county knew about this event, which was a play at a school, and it was in the sixth grade. It was it was a really big deal. I mean, the whole county knew about it. And I don't remember what my parents were like, but I said, okay, I'm going to try out. It was Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. And I tried out for the lion. I practiced my lines. I did, you know, I practiced, and just like a lot of us who are practicing and getting ready, listen to my segment. So I go there, and the person that's heading this is the principal. Now remember, I'm what, 10, maybe 11? And so everybody's scarecrow went. Who else?
Tin Man.
Tin Man. Then I got to go lion. And there were it was a really big deal. There were probably like 100 people in the audience, you know, watching, like the whole school was there and everything for the tryouts. And the principal turns to me and says, Sue, I'd like you to read the part of Dorothy.
No.
And I said, but I don't know the part of Dorothy. I haven't even practiced it. I mean, I had rehearsed it. I hadn't practiced it, everything. So I did that, whatever. And to make a very long story short, it took about a month to come to the conclusion. But here's the point. It's not about me. It's about these moments. I want you to reflect on a moment when you weren't prepared, but an opportunity came in. And I had this kind of difficult homeroom teacher. Remember homeroom, everybody?
Oh,
and
yeah.
He starts, and I was really, because I love to sing, and I love, think about what that song was about, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Way Up High. Remember? And so he's naming off the people, and finally, I won't use his name, because he could be in the audience. He goes, and the role of Dorothy. And he said my name. That's the name. That's the place that you are in right now. Your name has already been called. Your name has already been called. Your name has been called by God to do, not generic. Wait until you hear my segment. You're going to be called just like I said. We work on preparing you, but there are going to be new things and wondrous things. And just like Bob said and Bruce said, things that will allow you to live in the expression of God's highest consciousness and glee. That's where we are. That's why I picked this teaching, is because everyone is going to get the opportunity to do what makes their heart sing, just like somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. I don't remember the lyrics, but if you take that feeling and St. Patrick's feeling and Bruce's idea of momentum, and then the intimacy with your heart, everything that is so deep in your heart to help to free, to recreate, that's the innocent part. That's the God part. It's not the part that is in your everyday life necessarily. Imagine bringing that and let that be your guide. So we can all be creating somewhere over the rainbow. So those are my comments for tonight.
Wow. Thank you, Sue. I think that was a form of healing to all of us, too. Because, you know, Bob got personal with St. Patrick and Gilpatrick.
It's the intimacy part. I know.
Yes, into me see. Into me see.
And sharing it. So it's a shared thing, too.
A shared experience, yes. I really love that story. And I can see you as a little girl singing and acting as Dorothy. Pulling
fun.
It off beautifully, yes.
And I have one little thing, other little part.
Okay.
This is for a friend that used to say, you're going to make mistakes. And I used to resist it. And the first time I came out, there were literally 350 people in the audience. When I come out, I had seven solos. And the a person is playing the piano one time, two times. I froze.
You froze on stage.
I completely froze. I mean, what prepares you for that? So here's the reason why I'm saying that. Even if you freeze, God will thaw you out. And I found
it. That's exactly what I
was
thinking.
And I never looked back. La da 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 da. So that's.
Oh, I love that. I was thinking the same thing when you said, "And even if you freeze," and I was thinking, "And God will thaw you out." And that's exactly what you said. So.
I know that's cool. Well, of course you would.
Well. I think that's still so great. Plus, you got to realize you had already been teaching children in the neighborhood about fish when you were seven years old.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with practicing and practicing with all your heart for the lion and then being asked to read something totally different.
About Dorothy.
Oh, God. I hope that makes you think. Everybody, when you had something like that and you just decided to go for it, or if you haven't done that yet, you're going to get your second chance. So
that's
now we have, thank you, Bruce, prayer times three.
Oh, go ahead, Pastor Scott.
Tonight's prayer is for continued prayer for my older brother. Mm. He feels really yucky due to chemo. Big call, universe, let's pray he gets to feeling better. Pray his tumor leaves his brain. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Mm.
So this is I'm having an interesting internal response. This is the known prayer. This is the prayer that is already done. I mean, the new understanding that's going to be coming out onto the planet in Christ is that creation is already finished. But especially you know, with people that are connected to Zim and humanitarian projects. So let's pray for Pastor Scott that every doubt, every particle, every iota of not 100% knowing that he stands as the finished architect with his brother of perfect healing in Christ, all of that is removed. It doesn't exist. And he knows that his brother is going through discomfort, but is moving into and knows that there is perfect healing that will be made available to him. Christ is healing him now. New solutions are healing him now. And just to be praying like this is to know what our true calling is, starting on this very special night. It's to know our oneness with God, our oneness with Christ, our oneness with the new healing capabilities, so that we never doubt ourselves again. We never separate from that knowing. And we see Pastor Scott and his brother and his daughters and his whole family standing in that knowing that they are healed, that they are whole, that they are powerful, and they are one in Christ, and say amen.
Amen. And amen.
Where are we here? Let's go to Jeannie. Do I want to go to Jeannie? I'm going to give a shout out to somebody I don't know why I didn't mention this last week. We have a friend of the People of Divinity, the pod.
Mm-hmm.
And she was released from having just really intense legal stuff aimed at her because she was fighting for all these foreclosure laws, etc. She was acquitted of all that. So it was a major victory. So I just want to celebrate her.
That's great.
And I'm
going to
leave her nameless, but it was really powerful. She's so, so powerful and so beautiful. And I've known her for maybe seven years now. So I just want to celebrate you. You know who you are. And now let's move on to Jeannie. I wanted the whole world to know there's like major light warriors out there. The luck of the Irish and all things green are celebrated on St. Patrick's Day, which is today on March 17th every year. Initially a day to honor St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, over time the holiday has evolved into a fun and festive celebration of Irish culture. St. Patrick was born in Roman Britain during the late 4th century, not in Ireland. Thank you, Bob. Heavenly Father, loving Father, forgiving Father, merciful Father, today we continue to pray for the following. For all our leaders, listeners on the big call and their prayer requests, RV blessing and the 800 number and the med beds, praying for the 6 Air Force airmen killed in U.S. military plane crash during Iran war. Rest in peace. Praying for President Trump, his family, his administration, our military, especially the Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, for her full recovery from cancer. Even if you're not Irish, you still get an Irish blessing to hold on to for the year. I've already received mine. Thank you, Bob and Bruce. May your days be many and your troubles be few. May all God's blessings descend upon you. May peace be within you. May your heart be strong. May you find what you're seeking wherever you roam. And the insight to know when you're going too far. May you have love that never ends, lots of money, and lots of friends. Amen and amen. St. John the 23rd had a crucifix on his bedroom wall. He prayed in front of it before retiring upon arising, and whatever cares awakened him during the night. A cross, he said, is a primary symbol of God's love for us. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed week and stay safe. And that's our prayer and praise segment.
There you go. Sue, you gave us the praise on the woman in the pod. That was the praise report.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was really, really fun. That was a really good segment. Thank you, Sue, for the teaching and comments from you, Bob, and Sue. Love the stories. Just love it. And we've been called, all right. We've been called. So let's do this, Sue. Now we work our way into your segment. So let's see what it is that you'd like us to know. And if you have an opportunity for us tonight, you can let us know about that.
We always have an opportunity. We always have an opportunity. And tonight, and from now on until we go, we're going to be doing two new things. Please get your pens out because this is pretty radical. This is the sovereign era. And I'm going to give you a tip, I'm going to give you an opportunity, and I'm going to show you something I just know you've never seen, and I'm going to give you some testimonials and really make the unseen seen for you. Okay, Bruce and Bob, do you know what qualifies a person to be high net worth?
Ooh.
Okay, I'll give you 5 seconds.
Shall we say this is the definition, the new recent modern definition of high net worth?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, like it's maybe 5 years old or whatever, but it's established. Okay, you can't answer. Okay, how about ultra high net worth?
Ultra high net worth, us.
Dirty.
Okay, but do you know, and you can't look it up, Bob.
Bob, dirty. Don't look it up.
I know, but you can't, Bob. Okay, does anybody know? Okay, count to five. Should I play the game music? Do, 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 do.
Okay, we're trying to define ultra high net worth.
Do, 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 do. Okay.
Way higher than high net worth. That's all I know.
Way higher than us right now. That's good. That's good. Yeah. That's like an 8-year old. Way higher than I am right now. So funny.
That's right. Way higher.
Okay.
Way higher.
Okay. So, the global, I'm trying to see, from Knight Frank, who are the people that one of the top ultra high net worth organizations in the world. Check this out. I'm going to let you think about it. The Global Ultra High Net Worth Index. And I should go to high net worth is $1 million of investable assets. Like you could go and you have free money at $1 million. Ultra high net worth. Everybody I want you to take this in because this is going to be profoundly transformational when I get to my point, is $30 million. And that's the highest right now, other than billionaires, but that's like the sort of high level. There's 626,619 ultra high net worth at $30 million.
Is that in the United States, too?
Global?
Global.
So just think about this for a second, people. What does that mean? If you know, and you can go into this in your segment, if you know about Doge, if you know about restitution, if you know about SIM, what does that mean to the system when the whole world moves into ultra high net worth? What does that mean? What systems are preparing, and how is that system going to handle service and work with ultra high net worth and whoever knows what, I don't know what title we're going to be giving other than sovereign, which is why we're calling it
true.
The sovereign era. So I'm going to be announcing something on Thursday night. But just think about this. Just play with that concept for a little bit and just try to imagine that everybody in the world has money. There's quantum computing. There's quantum internet. Think about, just play with that. Trying to get you to be sovereign creators and thinkers. And think about the things that you may play a role in selecting the systems, the people, the decisions. We're going to get into that on Thursday. Just try to wrap your head around that. One last thing. Think about that you're going to go into a med bed and what you're going to look like to a world where you could be in your 60s, your 70s, your 80s, but you're coming out 30 or 35. And how you're going to relate to the generation that may be doing a lot of this work. And I'll explain what we're doing here so you understand that this is the kind of thinking, the strategic foresight is what it's called, that contemplating these kinds of things is going to give you the clarity to build. It's really big new systems, and that's why we do classes to 230, 31. I think we're about to go to 232 and 33 classes, so we can have the cognitive models, that's what it's called, so people can process and move out of what they've known to create new things. So I'm going to read what we're going to offer you tonight and then give you some insight. This is from the new teams, new sovereigns, and new sovereign era. So this is a two-class, $50 a class, that goes into the new considerations. How are you going to get people to love to work for you when they're not working for your money? Do you think it might be like making it meaningful so you could talk about cool stuff and you're working together and you're like tight and you're close? Here's what these people said. Sue, my wife and I really enjoyed the big call with you, Bruce, and Bob. Thank you for creating the new teams. We think it's really important and relevant and gave us a lot of new depth about the quality of people we want to bring onto our teams and how to best support them. Bill and Rebecca. Oh, I have another short one. Testimonial. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sue. I feel like I saw my whole corporate life with new eyes, and I know the corrections I need to make to get a great team with me. So here's what. Get your pen out, because this is just for you to reflect. There's a really important You know that I'm into neuroscience, which is like how the nervous system is going to learn and how we can get new nervous systems that can handle and get creative and be balanced in Christ. So designing intelligent teams and new teams is about relational coherence, which is what Christ taught. Did you know that there's new research that most people don't know, especially leaders, that the most important factor in a high-performing team is not the talent, not the intelligence, not the expertise. It's something neuroscientists call, and Bob has this in spades at Boomers, so I hope you love this, Bob. It's called social neural synchrony. When a team is working well, their brains literally synchronize. You saw that tonight on the big call. And what research is showing is that when people collaborate effectively, their nervous systems regulate together. Their attention networks synchronize. This is called interbrain coupling. And so what happens is they solve problems better. They get more creative. They build deeper trust. The team becomes like a collective brain rather than separate individuals. And the scientist who brought this out was a man by the name of Yuri Hassan. I've been tracking his work for a long time. And he discovered that when people communicate well, their brain activity mirrors each other. He calls it neural coupling. The stronger the coupling, the stronger the understanding. And so here's what's going to get really interesting, and which is what the new teams is all about. If you were to get this program, you're going to be rewiring and thinking about, how am I going to be selecting the people that are going to collaborate together? How am I going to be hiring people so they can have different points of view, just like Bob was talking about with St. Patrick and the Druids, but they resonate. They're doing something meaningful. That's about the design of the people you get on your teams. And that's, I'll talk about what's coming up on Thursday, separate thing. But I cannot more strongly urge, this project isn't about you. It's going to be about the people that you work with, right? It's not you alone. It's the people you're going to hire. And the most important thing you could do is get the new understanding. Like, a lot of people have been in toxic relationship, toxic team, most people. But if you listen to the new teams in the new sovereign era, you're going to start to rewire. Wow, there are people that are actually designing their teams so they work really well. And when you go into a meeting and you're expecting that, A, you can say no to people if they don't resonate, and B, you can also say, heck yes, to the people that do, and know that deeply in your nervous system. It's not a shallow thing. It's a, let me explore this, let me sense, do I feel all the things that you need to know. As a start, I mean, you could train on this for a year, but this is going to give you what is called the cognitive map, the ability to read a situation and not collapse by being afraid you don't know how to do it or whatever. And you're going to know and strengthen, even if you're good at this, how to build your team and how to really deepen your understanding. It's the most crucial, other than getting your Zim, and perhaps the thing that I'm going to announce, which is limited on Thursday. It's really, your team is everything for you. So here's what you want to do. And then I'll give you my little freebie. Well, let's do the freebie right now, because this relates. This is coming from what timeline are you designing for a class we taught? And we're going to do one of these questions every session. Here's what you want to ask yourself. Did I prevent one future friction point? We're going to stick with one a week. This is your weekly progress check. So here's the thing. We're getting going now. Did you do one thing to figure out how you could take neuroscience and the latest research on teams? And that's a friction point. That's saying, okay, I'm going to commit. I'm going to practice. I'm going to learn something new. That's a friction point. So if you'd like to get the new teams and you'd like to get that insight wired into you, so you're going to shave off handing your power. You're going to be sharing with the people that are you're going to be hiring. But you don't want to be handing your power over without insight into who can really help you. So if you'd like it, please, it's $100. Just send us an email to integratedminds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And I'll let Bruce spell integratedminds at hushmail.com. You put your name and your telephone number, and just whether you have PayPal or not, and just say, free of friction in your body of email. Because this is huge. When you realize everybody's going to be getting new team members and they've got, it's going to be the people that have, this is for God. This isn't for you. This is you committing to God's work. And it's simple. It's not 10. It's 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, 2.5 hours. And you're going to get what you need to get doing. Listen to Bruce's intel. But you're going to get started, and it's going to start bringing up improved decision-making, improved cognitive maps, and it's going to make it so much easier for you to just let, oh, I get it. I remember Sue talking about this. I know what to look for. That is what the new teams is about. And Bruce will remember. Free.
Oh, I'm still trying to figure out what you want in the subject line, Sue. Free of friction.
Oh, just no. Just
friction
say
free.
New
what
teams.
Do you want in the subject line?
Yeah. No, just say new teams. But I want
new
you
teams.
To talk about the benefit is they're going to get free from the friction that they could be creating if it's really hard to pick team members. That's the reason why you're buying this. The reason is we're eliminating a friction point. We're eliminating a really challenging place for most people is hiring their teams. Mm. And we're making a big dent in it. So that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you.
And you're welcome, Bruce.
And?
That's it.
Thank you, Sue. That was fun. Thank you very much. Okay. New teams in the subject line.
Yeah. And just say, if you want to escape the friction of new teams, then you want to get this course. That's it. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
Very good. Very good. On the St. Patrick's Day, what would you have us learn today,
Mr.
Bob? What would you have us to learn today, laddie?
Hmm.
I'm working on it, Bob.
How about
I'm working on it.
Have a gratitude for all our blessings. We'll keep you healthy.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, before we talk about that,
yeah,
I have some cool testimonials.
Yay.
One in particular. This one, this is the second testimonial that we've heard about shingles. This person wrote, I have shingles and it flares up from time to time. And when it does, it can get very uncomfortable. But the Super Strong really helped a lot.
Okay.
But then it became unavailable. However,
yes,
now with probiotics and the digestive enzymes, it never flares up. So I'm a very happy camper.
All right.
Mm.
Yep. Now, I was the second person that talked about Super Strong helping with shingles, which I think is an amazing thing. But then also changing his microbiota and changing the way that his body reacts to partially digested food has also helped his shingles. It's very, very telling, you know, a large part of our immune system is in our gut, in our digestive system. And by having properly digested food, when it arrives in your small intestine, it's recognized as a good thing, and your body proceeds to absorb the nutrients from it. But if the food's not completely digested, it identifies it as something that's unfriendly and creates a reaction. And likewise, in your large intestine, if you have an imbalance of good and bad bacteria, it can have a significant negative effect on your immune system. And I think that using probiotics and digestive enzymes is really a great thing to do because it kind of gets more at the root cause of the flare-up than simply putting Super Strong on it, you know, which isn't going to address why it's flaring up.
Right.
However,
right,
shingles can be incredibly painful, and to have something that helps get rid of it and gets rid of the pain is really a blessing.
Yeah.
Another person wrote this in about the dynamic combo.
Mm-hmm.
Says, I've been taking this combo for years, and it's a great combo for keeping my strength and vitality. And this is something that we see now, Bruce. We've been in business at Boomers Forever Young for 15 years, and we're seeing testimonials from people that have been using our products all that time, ever since the beginning. I just got a text today from someone with a picture of a happy leprechaun, and that gentleman has been using our products since the first year we started in 2011.
Hmm.
And I got another testimonial. This one I really like. I am more energetic. I use Boomer Boost mixed with Gladiator Barley and Collagene, and it's keeping me going. I changed from the powdered collagen to the liquid extract drop Collagene for the following month automatic deliveries. I'm so glad I did. Now I'm walking the dog to the mailbox every day, not just once a week for 3 months. I have my left knee brace on, and I jog a little. It has made a big difference. My order has changed for the better. I feel less knee pain. And so this is another story about collagen with somebody who has been pretty severely restricted, right? Not able to go out for a walk every day is being pretty severely restricted. And she was going out once a week, and now she's able to go out every day and even jog a little bit. Okay, now before collagen was invented, we never heard stories like this before.
That's right.
And it's definitely a great blessing. And you know, it was easy for St. Patrick to see everything in his life as a blessing. He was in the habit of it and was very connected to the Creator. And now what we're seeing is people that are having severe trouble. It's very hard to be optimistic and happy when you're in pain all the time. And when people have been in pain for a very long time and then it gets relieved, it's just the greatest feeling in the world. And the contrast is very immense. And for some people, they're in such pain that they literally have to stay in bed almost all day long. They can't move around. And the pain can be pretty severe. And this has, you know, led to people using very strong drugs. And you're just making it through the day. If you've never experienced severe pain that is constant, you might not know what I'm talking about. But when that relief comes, your body just goes into this intense, relaxed state, like the whole weight of the world has been lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah.
And to have such an invention that Eric Kurtz has come up with to be able to help people with that type of pain, this neuropathic pain, is really something that I tell him about constantly. What's happening with the people that are using it, and I just hope that that he himself feels really blessed for having been given this blessing from God to him to be able to create this product that he then can pass on, you know, to many other people. And that's the testimonials. You know, Bruce, I was going to say, we're still doing the same sale that we've had on, where Boomer Boost and Heirloom Barley are both buy one, get one half off. And the vitamin B complex, which more and more people are starting to get this, is buy one, get one free. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is that very collagen product that we're talking about, it's still an introductory type product, even though many hundreds of people are getting it each month now. And so we have an extra 5% off on that product while it's still in this introductory mode.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were talking earlier, Bruce, and there's so much information out right now that's coming out about new research that's linking up the different symptoms that people that get diabetes, that then also get kidney disease and heart disease, and they get high blood pressure, and they're starting to really publish information about how it's possible that this is that it's so predictable that people with diabetes follow this path. And one of the main things that was in an article I was just reading is about how it happens when you have high blood sugar and insulin resistance, which is meaning that it's hard for your body, your cells, to absorb the sugar that's in your blood, because it requires insulin to do that. But over time, your body gets resistant to the insulin opening up the gateway. And so you end up with lots of sugar in your blood, and it bumps up against the protein that's in your blood, which is very valuable. Those proteins are going places to do things, but that excess sugar bumps up against them, and it creates what are called advanced glycation end products. And it's an altered protein that has been altered through this glycation event that is very toxic, and it also has a metabolite that is thrown off from that reaction, which is highly caustic to the body, which is superoxide. And it's one of the main things that makes us age and have damage to our heart and damage to our kidneys and damage to our whole bodies. That's also why people get peripheral neuropathy, because that inflammation is damaging their nerves, which then makes it more difficult for your circulation, because without innervation, it's hard for your blood to circulate. And so now you have less oxygen and nutrients to your nerve cells, and they function even less well, and so you get more circulation problems, and it all leads back to the same thing. And there are different things that cause inflammation and this excess sugar, which is leading to this superoxide, which is leading to this excess inflammation. And so it's very, very important to keep your blood sugar down low, keep your A1C down around 5.5 or lower if you can. But in addition, you want to make sure that you have enough of the antioxidant that you can now take by mouth that scavenges that damaging superoxide. You can take our sprouted barley seeds by mouth, and it's loaded with the enzyme that neutralizes that. And what made me think of all this, Bruce, is we got a phone call today from a gentleman that is retired now, but that used to work for the real estate company that Larry owns. And I met this gentleman 16 years ago when he was 66 years old. And he called today just to say hello and was just as happy and healthy as you could imagine. And when he came to see me one of the first days that I was around that business, I started helping him with his diabetes. And we were successful in getting his A1C down below 9, but very often it would be at 8. However, his C-reactive protein, his measure of inflammation, was down below 0.5. And so what happened as a result, his peripheral neuropathy started to go away, and most importantly, his gastroparesis went away. He was at the stage where he had an opathy in his alimentary canal, and he could no longer move his food from his mouth down through his stomach and through his intestines. This is an advanced complication of diabetes. And and it's called gastroparesis. And that went away almost immediately. That resolved. The tingling in his hands resolved. Here we are now, 16 years later, with someone who was in a lot of trouble. When you've got gastroparesis and peripheral neuropathy, you're in trouble. And so he no longer has that. He still doesn't have it, and he's doing really well. And when he called in, it was just, to me, it was like just a miracle that he sounded so good, that he was still alive, still having a happy life. And it just made me realize how great of a blessing our friend Ken Campbell is to the world, who was the one that created the product, the barley products, that have that enzyme in it that knocks out your excessive superoxide. And, and lo and behold, shortly after, about an hour after that, I got a photograph from Ken from Canada. It was a photograph of a deer. And he was telling me that around the farms where they grow the barley, the deer have been eating these excess seeds during the wintertime, these barley seeds from the Gladiator barley. And they're growing to an immense size.
I bet.
And he sent me, and he's just, you know, by the way, thought you might be interested to see this picture. It's like twice the size of any deer you've ever seen in the United
States. Really? Oh, my God. Really?
So I started thinking about that part. And then also just finally this for tonight. Bruce, what we were talking about before with St. Patrick and his attitude of gratitude and his perspective that everything is a blessing, every breath he drew was a blessing. And this also has a profound effect on people's health, because if you're a typical person who's always of the belief that things are not okay, which in the United States, that's 95% of the time. You are producing a sequence of metabolic pathways that results in a lot of inflammation. And it makes it very hard, that same two pathways, makes it very hard for people to keep their blood sugar down and to burn fat for fuel. And so excess fat, particularly around your stomach, gives off inflammatory cytokines, which are more and more inflammation. And this is from stress, right? And that shift from this general readiness to believe that things are not okay to this attitude that everything is a blessing is one of the greatest things you can do for your health. And it's possible using the technique that Sue brought to our attention years ago now, and called havening, and also emotional freedom technique. Yeah. And also from prayers and affirmations and constant focus on the greatness of the Creator and everything that we can see and hear and feel and touch, and how great a blessing it is just to have this amazing vehicle of our body that allows us to walk around, move around, and have a structure for consciousness it's beyond our imagination how it actually works and how it happens and how we were created. And because it's beyond our imagination, is why it can also be so easy to see it as one continuous long blessing.
That's good, Bob. That's so good. you hit it out of the park,
yeah, so
Bob.
Hey, thank you, Sue. It's 18 minutes after 10.
Well, Bob, let me ask you a question before we talk about the website and the numbers. Do we have Super Strong that we're shipping now?
Oh, yeah, we sure do. Yep.
Okay, so we are shipping that as of a few days ago.
Yeah, a week ago.
A week?
Yep.
A week now. Okay,
yep.
Cool. All right. Good. So what are we going to do? How do we get to Bob's site to check out all the products, including Collagene, including Super Strong, including Myotrol, which is another genius product? You go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. You'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It'll take you directly into Bob's site and bring you all the way in. You can just go through the product menu and see the pull down the on sale tab and see the products that Bob referred to that are on sale tonight. You can see a ton of material at the footer of the page and all kinds of pre-recorded podcasts and YouTube broadcasts. Look into the testimonials that are all there. It's really quite a bit that you can learn just by going to the website. So do that. And then if you need customer support, their number at Boomers is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. All right. Do it. Check it out. We got sales going on. We got subscribe and save. We've got Super Strong back in the barn, ready to ship, ready to go. So it's a great way to have a happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that so much. I love the discussions about all the products and how they were made. And that was a really good one tonight. So let's talk a little bit about where we stand from an Intel point of view. Intel is interesting tonight because we did get some things this afternoon that helped to clarify where we thought we were. We had heard over the weekend that we should get notified either today or tomorrow. And as the day goes on, new information comes in that clarifies some things. Today we're looking at, okay, if we're getting top military sources to let us know when this is going to be released, why don't we have a report today saying when? And we don't have it yet. Doesn't mean it's not coming in still tonight, because it could. But at the point we are now, we're thinking, okay, what is in the way? What is left to be done when we believed everything was done? Okay, here's sort of something that everybody should know about. Bank of America and Chase, they call it J.P. Morgan. We know it as Chase Bank. Those two banks were not connected to the quantum financial system. Those are two of our top tier one banks. What do you mean they're not connected to the QFS yet? Well, guess what? The Treasury fined them $50 million each per day that they're not connected. Well, they finally decided, I guess we better get connected. And they got connected by 4 a.m. yesterday morning, Monday morning. Now, that's a good thing, but why did they wait so long? Why did they resist? coming on the QFS. Can't be for any good reason. So that's taken care of. What about the 93 banks in Europe that are not connected to QFS? Too bad, so sad. You're on the outside looking in now. They're out of the loop. Out of the loop. I don't know which banks they are. I just know they're European banks. And I can't guess which countries or which banks. Does not affect us, does not inhibit us from going. And they're SOL. They're on their own now. Probably not even going to be open at this point. Now, what else? Okay, what's going on with three bills that need to get through the Senate? Or let's just call it Congress, because I know the Clarity Act, which is the Cryptocurrency Act, was in the Senate, supposedly held up for some reason. Don't know why. Wasn't moving anywhere in the last month or two. Okay, what about the bill to fund the TSA and FEMA and Coast Guard, all of that as part of Homeland Security? That had not pushed through. The Democrats were not allowing their vote to count for that at all, and it was. Didn't go through yet, although the theory was it might have gone through today, this afternoon. Don't have a result on that. We'll see. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Okay, that's two bills. What was the last bill? Oh, yeah. The last and most important to President Trump right now is the Save America Act, which had the part about voter ID being required to vote. It's already being required in 27 of our 50 states, but the other 23 better come to the party. Well, we need this particular piece of legislation passed, and it had some other little things in it, and it should be going through. And the theory is that everything is moving forward in that regard, but I don't know if it's done yet or needs to be done, you know, by tomorrow or whatever. So we've also got this little thing down in Iran. We've got the Strait of Hormuz, which has held up oil tankers from moving through safely. Insurers aren't insuring them, except President Trump said we would insure them. We, the United States, would insure those tankers going through. And you know the one country that stepped up when President Trump asked certain countries to send a few warships to help escort the oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz? It was India. Prime Minister Modi sent, I guess one, I don't know if it was more than one or not, a warship from India to escort their tanker through of oil that was going to India. Now, President Trump had talked about asking China to help because a lot of this oil from Iran was going to go to China. And so that may be something that is still in discussion phase. I don't know if China's going to come to the party on that. Wouldn't that be ironic if China sent a warship to help escort a tanker through the Strait of Hormuz, so they can get oil, China, from Iran? And so it's a big deal. Now, we get 2% of our, I don't know why we get anything through the strait for us. I don't know why. It's a trade deal, I guess, is all it is. But we don't need their oil. We've got oil. We're a net exporter of oil and oil products, natural gas, liquid petroleum, gasoline, diesel. We're a net exporter because we, thank God, President Trump has opened up to where we're drilling, and we've got plenty of oil. So we don't need it. But because oil is a global commodity, it still affects the price of oil per barrel. So that's obviously affecting gas prices, which have gone up. And the theory is that very soon, when oil drops, gas prices will begin to drop at the pump here in the States. You know, they say it's like gas prices go up like an elevator, but come down like an escalator. I think that's true. We've all seen that. Gas prices go up a dime, 15 cents, 20 cents per gallon. They come down 2 cents at a time, 3 cents, 2 cents. You know, it's just the way that works. Not ideal. So, what else is happening for us? What about the end of the conflict with Iran? All of the main people from the old regime are gone. And now it's like, how do we encourage the people who have already done a lot of protesting that they need a change in government so that they bring up the right person, which we think, at least temporarily, was Prince Reza, R-E-S-A, the son of the former Shah of Iran, has been willing to step up and take over, at least temporarily. We'll see. I don't know where that stands. We thought he was the guy, and maybe he still is. But at least temporarily, until Iran were to have, hopefully, new elections, that would be something close to a government which would be a constitutional republic, which is what we have in the United States, a constitutional republic. So if they can do something like that, they're well on their way. So I think President Trump has said yesterday that basically the war with Iran is over, or basically over, even though there's still a few missiles being lobbed into Israel. And, of course, there's still activity from Hezbollah, which is on the northern border of Israel in Lebanon. And there's still a skirmish going on there. I don't know when that's going to end. But are we going to end up with boots on the ground? I hope not, and I don't think President Trump wants to. But he will finish this. We will finish this conflict. Whatever it takes, 220, 221, whatever it takes. If you don't know what that means, watch the movie Mr. Mom. So what else is being said about our start? We have a bond paymaster with Wells that weighed in today. And he said it's looking good for us. This thing is right around the corner. And he predicted we should get notified either Wednesday or Thursday. Tomorrow is Wednesday the 18th. Thursday is the 19th. He says we'll get notified either of those 2 days. Now, there's another contact that's further up the food chain with Wells that indicated that this was also something that was right there, where we are right there at that point. And my handler said, well, we've heard that before. Of course, we all have heard that before. He said, but have you heard that it's between tomorrow and before Friday? No, we hadn't heard that. That's making Wednesday, Thursday look pretty good right about now. And that's what we're hoping is going to be the case. I think Congress is going to get everything they need to get done, done. And we're going to see this thing yet, still, this week. That's my hope. That's my and that's my prayer as well. So, what else is happening? We know that the rates have been fluctuating on the screens at the redemption centers. First, there were only two currencies a couple days ago. Actually, on Sunday night. But we'd had more currencies showing up, populating, and I think we're going to be in really good shape on the rates that, up for the currencies that we have, and we're going to be obviously in super shape on the ZIM, on the redemption of that bond, that bearer bond. So, I don't think there's anything else that you don't know so far. You know to set your appointment. You're using an AI at the call centers initially, and then they're supposed to direct you or connect you to the actual redemption center that's indicated the closest by your zip code. When you enter that on a keypad, ostensibly, that's what's going to happen. And then once you do that, you'll talk to a live human being and get any final details knocked out for your appointment. And maybe they'll email directions or whatever. I'm not sure how that part's going to work. But, guys, if this is what I'm hearing about tomorrow or Thursday for notifications, my gut is on Thursday. And you know what? It could be that we will actually be notified, set appointments, and possibly exchange the same day, depending on when we get notified, of course. If it's early, earlier morning, there's a good chance we could exchange on that same day. Now, bondholders have been told they would are supposed to be receiving their emails tomorrow or Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday, with their which means they can see the amount of money in their accounts, and they would be usable funds, meaning when they get the email, they will have access to those monies in their account. Now, a true shotgun start means everybody starts at the same time. We're on sort of a modified shotgun start. We may end up getting the emails the same day that the bondholders get theirs. It could be half a day to a day behind. I think they want us to have access to the funds at approximately the same time. So we'll have to see how that plays out. I hope it's simultaneous when bondholders and those of us who are not bondholders but ZIM holders and currency holders get access to our funds at approximately the same time. Let's see if that's how it goes. Let's see if that's what happens. But I am excited about where we are this week. I wasn't as excited until this afternoon when some of this information came in. And so we'll have to see how it goes the rest of this week. In the meantime, which is where we are, in the meantime, Sue has a really good offering for a new class. And in the subject line, you would want to put new
teams.
Teams, T-E-A-M-S.
Yeah.
New teams. I keep thinking new deals. New teams, and you'll want to send an email. It's $100 for two classes. And Sue, what are the two nights of the classes? The two nights?
No. This is a pre-recorded class.
Oh, this
class.
Is a pre-recorded class.
Right. Yeah, this is a pre-recorded class.
New
so
teams.
You're going to get to the. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I knew we had that class before. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This is for
it's
new
a very
teams.
People love it, so it's really important.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, it is important. And this gives you an opportunity to learn what you need to learn when it comes to hiring and creating new teams and preventing any particular, what did you call it, Sue? Friction point? Yeah.
Friction
eliminating
point.
Possible friction points. Yeah.
You don't want to
really
get in your head picking your people. You don't want to, and a lot of people do. Everybody does, really. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I got the answer right, and that's what I was looking for. So now the name of the game is send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Integrated Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. And then let her know in the body of the email whether you have PayPal or you don't have PayPal. If you don't, she'll invoice you separately for that. And, of course, put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email so that she can know how to reach you if she needs to, send you a text or something. So you're all set. Send those off. Sue, when are you going to be processing those? Tomorrow?
Immediately. Tomorrow.
Immediatamente.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Immediatamente. Tomorrow. Okay. Perfect. So, that's what we have to share tonight. I'm anticipating more good news later tonight and tomorrow. We'll have check that. Test. We'll have our call on Thursday. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a celebration call. I hope it is. But in any event, we'll look forward to talking to everybody on Thursday. In the meantime, get up with Sue. Send her an email off tonight, especially you West Coasters. And check out Bob's website for the latest information on the sale and everything else that's there. All right, let's go ahead now, or I lose my voice entirely, and let's pray the call out. First of all, I want to thank Sue and Bob, doing a wonderful job in helping to make this big call work. Thank you, GCK and Doug, for helping out. Yeah, I said Doug. And thank you. We have a time delay. And thank you, everybody else, like Jeannie and Pastor Scott, continued healing for your brother. We're believing for that. And thank you, Jeannie, for all that you do to give us prayer and praise. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to the Big Call. You know, we've been doing the Big Call now 15 years, I just realized on the 15th of March, I crossed over into my 22nd year of being invested in these currencies. I'm in year 22 of that. So, we're in for the long haul though, right? And we're going to get there. But stay positive, everybody. Keep the faith. That's what the teaching was about tonight. So I want to thank Sue and Bob again and everybody else in Big Call Universe. Thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out all over the globe to as many as 200 countries. I think it was a week ago Tuesday. It would be a week ago to tonight, right? Yeah. A week ago tonight, we had 23 billion listeners around the globe. So We're holding our own. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll talk to you Thursday. Let's pray out the call. Lord God, we just thank you so much for just where we are right now and the fact that we can be prepared for such an incredible lifetime event, such a milestone in our lives, and a complete reset of our own lives and the lives of other people. Thank you for the blessing coming soon and the intel that's coming in to be accurate and faithful and help your listeners in Big Call Universe to be faithful. Thank you for all you've done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Sue. Good night, everybody. Have a great night and day tomorrow, and we'll talk to you Thursday. God bless you.